You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello and welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm Luke.
I'm Andy.
I'm Erin.
And we are all members of the StudyClick social media team, turned podcasters extraordinaire, study experts, of course, as well. Take everything we say 100% seriously. And today we are going to be chatting through the CAO Change of Mind facility, which is open right now, but it's kind of going to be coming to a close soon on July 1st. And just kind of letting you know what it means for you and just kind of giving some general advice. Like we said, none of us are experts. We're just giving our own opinions and our own kind of bits of advice that we would have followed or looking back with hindsight, we would have done. So I suppose the most important date to remember is the fact that it's closing on the 1st of July. It has been open since, I think, the 6th of May or sometimes the start of May. But I feel like people only kind of like really understand that it exists in like the last week of it. So yeah, I don't know. Did you guys use it yourselves, like Erin or Andy? Did you change your courses or did you consider it?
No, I didn't. I think once it got to like February, I know it's open at like a few different times during the year. Mm. I can't remember when exactly it was, but I think it was probably around like February time. I had already chosen my number one course and I don't think I changed it from that point on. I know before kind of Christmas time, I had like completely different things on my CAO. But I think once it got to that point in the year, I was like fairly set in what I was doing. So I didn't use it personally myself, but.
Mm. Yeah, no, neither did I. I kind of knew what I wanted to do quite early, so I was quite locked in on all that stuff, and you know, I was happy like with what I wanted to do, so I didn't feel the need for it. And like, I know a lot of people worry about points and things like that, but it is a great facility to have. But I wouldn't get like too overly like consumed by, oh, I need to change everything kind of after you've done the leaving cert, that kind of way.
Yeah, that's the half the battle, is like having it open and not needing to use it, because it's like, well, if it's open, maybe I should.
Yeah.
Or like would make you overthink. I did use it myself and I like used it to like an extreme like I completely changed my mind, which I'll probably get to later. Yeah. But I suppose the same kind of for a lot of students, the same kind of general, you know, CAO advice of like probably that both of you went through yourselves, kind of thinking of a course that you'd be interested in, applies to the change of mind as well. Because like a lot of people, at least in my year and since that I've heard of, kind of just put any old course down just to keep this AO open. And then it's not until, you know, the late stages or like coming up to July that they completely change their mind. Mm. They'll just put something like a random course that they have a vague interest in down to kind of come back and have a look. Because to be honest, a lot of people like can't think of anything except for the exams until after the exams are done. And there is like about a week after the exams are done that you can change your mind is still open. So I feel like kind of any general CAO tips or advice that anyone gives you, you can apply it to this kind of situation now. Which I suppose the number one thing that everybody says when they're giving advice about picking a course is like probably also the most frustrating piece of advice, which is, should you worry about points? Like, no, don't worry about points. Don't consider points. Don't take them into like as much consideration. I think that's like a really, I don't know, I find that to be a frustrating piece of advice, but it is kind of true. Because obviously, like, listen, you know if you're going to get 625, you know what I mean? Like, you know if you're going to get 625 points or not. And if some courses that are just like completely unattainable in that way, like if there's courses that are 625, and you literally don't even do higher level maths, like, okay, that's fair. Like, then you should worry about those points. Like, you probably won't have enough points for that. But that is kind of an opportunity to look for alternatives and things that can get you in there. I know a lot of people talk about, like, the backdoor into courses. And that's kind of that's, I think, the only time you should worry about points, where, like, the points are so unattainable, or, like, your subjects don't align, or, like, even you didn't do the subjects that's required for the course. That's when you should maybe look at other courses that are a little bit lower points. But I don't know, for the most part, I would like let your top few choices be like your dream courses that, like, you know, even if it's like a long shot. So say if you're aiming for maybe 450 points and there's one course that you absolutely love that's 500, 520, I'd say put it down anyway. I don't know if you'd be the same, because you really do never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like, you know, you can do a lot better than you expected that you did on the day. Like, you can be so surprised by your results. Like, a lot of the time people end up doing better than they expected, mm-hmm. rather than worse. Like, you rarely hear stories of people getting on like worse than they thought they would, especially like, you know, coming up from the mocks. Like, people nearly always do better than they did in the mock. So if you're going based on that, I wouldn't let that kind of put you off too much. But as well as that, like, as well as the fact that you can perform so much better than you thought you would, the courses can also change so drastically in points. Like, it's so unpredictable, like, year after year. Obviously, there's some courses that would stay very high points, like, kind of consistently, like you were saying. There's some that are like always kind of around the 600 mark. But like, even my own course dropped, I think, by like 85 points randomly, like last year. So I think, you know, if there's a course that you really, really do want to do, like, keep it in the top spot, because like anything could happen and you could definitely end up getting into it, even if you don't think that, even if you think it's unlikely, but like never change it because you think like, oh, I'm never going to get into this. Like, you're not going to know. And then, you know, you could end up doing better than you thought, the points could drop, and then you'll be like, why didn't I just leave it there? So I think if it's something that you really are passionate about and really want to pursue, like, don't let the points kind of put you off putting it where it is.
Yeah, I think the only kind of reason, like I kind of said there, to like not put down a dream course would be like if you weren't going to meet the requirements. So say if you needed to have chemistry, or you needed to have higher level maths, or like, you know, the history of that course is that it's like 613 points every single year or something like that. And you're like, you know, not aiming for that high of points, then maybe look for alternative options. But like we said, like if it's a course that you really like and you really would love to do, put it down. I mean, you have, I think it's 10 spots to on your CAO, don't you? Like, you know, like if you put your dream courses as your first five spots, even though you might not think you'll get them, you still have five opportunities after. Andy, you had said as well before, like yours, your experience with the CAO was a little bit different because you did a course that like you had to audition for as well.
Yeah. So I'm studying musical theatre in Cork School of Music, which is under MTU. And for my course, it was based a lot on auditions. So yeah, you did an audition and you basically got points on that out of 500. And you would find out before you do your Leaving Cert, like whether you got enough points to pass that audition. So basically you could get to a stage where you could be told you've got 500 points out of 500. You're in the course as long as you don't fail anything, basically. So like that's a completely different scenario. And there might, a lot of people won't apply to a lot of people, but there's other courses as well, like art courses and a lot of things like that, where it's similar, and portfolios where you have to get all that done before. So for that situation, I would say, because it was very easy, like, so you could have gone in and you could have gone, basically, like the only thing you'd probably need to study for, like for me to pass, was like maths and Irish, and like everything else you could have just probably coasted on. And so don't get into that scenario, because it could come down the line where that course falls through, or after a year you decide you don't want to do it anymore. And then all of a sudden you need your points, and you know, you might have another course down the line which you then want to do. So there's always something to study for. Like, you never know where you're going to end up in like a year or two, or whether the course you think is right for you is going to be right for you. Because a lot of the time we don't know what we're going to do. And, you know, a lot can change in a year. Keep studying, even if, you know, it's an audition or portfolio based course.
Yeah. And like Aaron said, you know, well, it kind of goes both ways, but the points do change from year to year. And like you said, Aaron, like your course randomly dropped like 85 points. And sometimes the opposite happens, which is like so frustrating. And again, I've experienced with that. So like, I don't know. I just feel like as well, people need to bear in mind that points are based entirely on what the kind of, I think it is that the last, so say if there's 25 spaces in the course, the points that you see on their website means that the 25th person to get into that course, that's how many points they had. That's like the absolute cutoff that they had that year. But next year, like the people who apply might have like on average lower points, higher points, and that's what changes. So that's why it's important as well not to just put one and only course on your CAO, or like only like two courses. If you're not like 100% certain you're going to get them, like I don't know, I just think it's very, very risky, because you never know, like it could drop, it could go up. It's incredibly unpredictable. And even if there's like been years and years and years of like a trend of it always being that amount of points, like you literally never know. Also, like sometimes in a positive way, like they might add more places to the course, which means that people with fewer points will get in, people will drop out, you'll get their place as well, stuff like that. So I don't know, I just feel like people should like not focus too much on the points, in the sense that they can drop and stuff, or go up, even more worryingly, go up. But that, I was going to say like about myself there, like when I applied for the CAO, I applied, the change of my facility was like, well, really a godsend, really, because I had applied for all health science courses. Like I had five health science courses from like in all over the country, the whole way down my CAO. And I was like certain I wanted to do that. And then just like as the deadline got closer, I kind of like slowly realized like, maybe not. And then I ended up just like scratching them all out and putting down five law courses, which is like a complete pivot. And like I did them, I don't recommend this, I did it like the night before the change of mind closed. Like it was very, very last minute, like whatever. And then after doing that, I kind of was like, oh, how do I know that was the right decision? And now having graduated from like my law degree, I'm like, it was the right decision. But I do feel like I probably did panic, jump the gun, and completely change all of my courses when maybe I should have given it more thought. You know, like I could have kept some health science courses in there. Like I didn't need to take them all off if it was something that I was like also considering. I think it's a good option as well to like, I would, if it was again as well, I would fill it down further, because, you know, I didn't get my top choice. And like, the year that I did my Leaving Cert was like the year of COVID. So like a lot of the points went way up. Some of them went down. It was kind of, it was really, really unpredictable. And I like missed out on my actually top couple of choices, to be honest. Now, in the end, I was happy and, you know, everything happens for a reason. But you know what? You just, it is kind of that unpredictability. And like, I had also been unpredictable in myself in the sense that I completely changed my course. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. It was kind of a stressful time, but I think I'm like the biggest advocate for the change of mind facility just because I like used it. Yeah. Like I really used the change of mind facility. I didn't just like move around the order. I like switched it all up. I don't know. I feel like as well, I didn't, again, this is kind of different for me, but I guess you guys both were happy with how your Leaving Cert went. But do you kind of see the appeal of like doing badly in the Leaving Cert and then going home after a really bad exam and like just taking whatever off your CAO and putting in like a course that seems more attainable?
Yeah, I understand why people would feel the need to do it, because like obviously if, you know, if things don't go to plan or you think things don't go to plan, you know, you want to kind of like feel like you're in a good position to get into whatever course like you do have like on top or whatever. But like I think, you know, it's so important to still, I think, go with your gut, like especially like what you were saying in your situation, Luke, like the fact that like even if it was like a kind of panic last minute decision, but like that you still go with what you think is going to be right for you. Because like also I find that like it's so easy to just come out of an exam and like your mindset mightn't be the clearest like directly after coming out of an exam. So it's so easy to just kind of immediately jump to like, no, I did terribly in that. No, I need to change like everything that I have down at the minute. But I think like if it's a case that you weren't like too sure what you wanted to do anyways, like, you know, it's okay to like change, obviously, like it's there for a reason and it's so, so helpful. But like, I think if it's something that you have already like thought out and you've, you know, you've really considered that you do want to do the course, like you shouldn't, like you really shouldn't let like however you feel about the exams or however you feel like however many points you think you might have gotten put you off it, because like it doesn't really change anything at the end of the day. Because if you still have it as your top course, like even if you don't get the points for it, like, you know, you'll either get in or you won't, but it's still gonna, if you still leave it at the top, like there's still that chance that you could. So I think if you have something as your top course, like don't let the exams change that, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think if you're going to do any kind of like, if you're going to do any kind of reaction kind of thinking when it comes to the CAO after a really bad exam, you're probably better off adding courses to your CAO if you have space rather than taking ones off or like moving them around. Like, I don't know, I feel like if you did horribly in an exam and you have three courses at the top of your CAO that you absolutely love, but they're quite high points and your exams didn't go how you wanted them to, you're better off to add three other courses underneath them rather than replace them with the three courses. Because if you don't get it, you don't get it. You'll get the third choice. So it might as well have been your first choice. I don't know if that makes sense, but you might as well have left it there. Yeah. Like every single year you hear of people who like took a course off their CAO or didn't put a course down because they didn't get enough points and they actually would have. And like, I know people, it all works out in the end and you'll enjoy college no matter what, but like people do kick themselves when they do that, because I mean, it's frustrating and it's like, I don't know, it's really bittersweet, because like, it's like, yeah, I got great points, but like, oh, I didn't like trust in myself enough to put something down so that I could do whatever I wanted to with those points. So I feel like people should kind of aim high and not be deterred from like just a couple of bad exams. And also an exam always feels like it goes worse than it actually did. We've said this in like every podcast ever, but it's like the in the exam hall, like it can feel way worse, and like often the results aren't reflective of that. Now sometimes they are, that's not a lie. Sometimes they are reflective of that, but I don't know, I don't think like you should adjust it based on like fear or panic. It should be like more on, you know, kind of just keeping an open mind. Maybe you've thought of a couple more things that you'd like to do, or like you've found other variations of your course. I think when the CAO opens first as well, people like rush to put something down, or like, you know, they're kind of thing that they've been saying for the last year or two that they would like to do, so they just put all that down. They put one down in Galway, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, and then they're like, okay, well, that's that done. But kind of it's good to keep an open mind and to be able to put those down as well and mingle them in with those courses. If you're serious about your exams, StudyClicks Premium is the best way to study. You'll get access to every exam question by topic, marking schemes and solutions, plus exclusive mock exam questions and papers. No more scrambling for the right questions, just structured exam-ready prep. And for podcast listeners, here's €10 off with this code PODCAST10 at checkout. Go to studyclicks.ie and get your upgrade today. But like, Andy, you said like you kind of were fairly certain on your course for a good while beforehand. Like, had you considered other courses, or did you always know it was going to be something kind of like musical theater?
Yeah, I mean, I did a good bit of research and stuff, but like obviously musical theater is a very niche thing. And this is actually the only honours degree in Ireland, is this one in School of Music. And it only started a few years prior to me finishing the Leaving Cert. So it was kind of, and you know, you can go to London, but unfortunately I just couldn't afford it. So like that wasn't an option either. So I was say I did a good bit of research, but like something I wanted to say is, especially for people from Dublin, like you very easily get caught in a bubble of, I'm going to go to UCD, I'm going to go to Trinity, I'm going to go to DCU, I'm going to go to TUD. And you just pick like a business in TU. Nobody looks like outside of like what you're saying. Like there's so much research to be done and there's so many amazing colleges actually outside of Dublin. And that's what I've learned from leaving to Dublin. Like I'm not in UCC, but like UCC is like the most gorgeous campus I've ever seen. And like walking around UL even, like UL is really nice. And like people from Dublin are so set on like it's Dublin or nothing. And obviously there's something to be said about, you know, if you're able to stay with your parents and money and everything like that, like that's obviously comes into it a huge part as well. But I would say to everybody, really do as much research as you can and don't just go, well, I'm only going to look at the courses in Dublin because like there's no point in looking anywhere else. Look everywhere else. Look at absolutely every other course. Look at what people say about them. There's so much you can find online. And like, don't just keep your bubble small. You can always look at everything and then go in the end, okay, well, it's just not going to work. But like, don't limit yourself straight away by going, well, that's just miles away. Like that's what I did for me, and moving to Cork has been like the best thing ever because you learn independence and you grow so much as a person. So I think keep your minds open, definitely research everywhere.
Yeah, and actually that kind of like is also part of something I would have changed again if I mean I changed my entire CEO, but something else I would have changed was I kind of got it in my head that I wanted to study in Dublin back when I was in Leaving Cert, and so like 90% of the courses I put down were all Dublin courses. So like I had put down like variations of law or similar things to law in like every college in Dublin that I could think of. And then I put one course down in UL, which is the course I got. And like, I was literally like, oh, when I got it first, I was very disappointed because I just didn't know much about UL myself. And also I had kind of had it in my head that I was going to be studying in Dublin just because like I had put down so many courses. But like that, like the CAO points, my CAO points were fine. I was very happy with my CAO points, but the CAO just did not go my way, which happens quite often to people. So I was initially super disappointed because like you said, like I had like laser focus of like where I wanted to go and I hadn't really researched anywhere else. And then by the time I got to UL and like actually moved down here, like I absolutely love UL and I'm so glad I went there, and like it was 100% the right, I mean, at the time it didn't feel like a choice, but it was the right choice putting it down on my CAO. But, you know, like I came very close to not putting it down at all. And like, I know like, you know, on the TikTok, you see all like the butterfly effect stuff, but like, you know, it's just like, it's so weird that like, you know, if you didn't just change that little thing, then like on your CAO change of mind facility, like you wouldn't have, you know, met the people you've met. And like, you know, it is really interesting. But also like, I feel like people also focus entirely on just like the location and not so much as well the college itself. So like some colleges are better for work placement and putting you out there in the working world than others. Or at least they focus on it more. Some are more like academic, research driven. Like it really does differ from college to college. So I feel like now when you're changing your mind, or even just generally for anybody who's listening to this, like in the future that is just like filling out the CAO for the first time, I feel like take into account as well like what the college has to offer, not just where it is and like, oh, like you've heard it's such good crack from like all your friends who've been there before you, or like, you know, you see stories of it looking like great crack for a night out. Like there is more to it than that. So it's like important as well to focus on like what the college itself offers, not even just the course, like what kind of opportunities you can get from it. But yeah, and also like if you know, a lot of people forget that like people do like multiple degrees and study in multiple places. Like Erasmus is a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you get to move around. You'll get to see other places. A lot of places have built-in college courses. You know, it is like signing up to going to a specific college for a couple of years, but there also are opportunities that come from that and like during that as well. So I don't know. Yeah, that kind of was like a bit of a tangent of like, do your research. Yeah. But yeah, just definitely do your research on the colleges, because I'm sure if I had properly looked into UL, I would have realized like it was actually a great fit for me. But in my head, I was just so laser focused on going to Dublin because that's what I had like told myself. Yeah. And yeah, I was so disappointed when I didn't. But like, I mean, we could probably do another entire podcast on like CAO disappointment or like, you know, dealing with that. But it's just like important that what's for you probably won't pass you, even though I literally hated hearing that. Oh my, like every time someone said that to me when I like didn't get like my top CAO choices, I literally was like, that's the last thing I want to hear. But like, unfortunately, everyone was right. But yeah, as well, people I find as well, like they put down courses because their friends are doing those courses, which I think is like... such a trap that people fall into, and it's like not a good idea. Now, if it just so happens that you and your friend both have the same interests and want to do the same course and want to go to the same college, but I just wouldn't let that be a motivating factor at all.
Yeah.
But like Erin, like you go to college in Galway and you live in Galway yourself, like you're from there.
Yeah.
But like, do you find like, was that something you took into account when you were choosing somewhere to go? And like having done your first year now, like, you know, you still got involved in like extracurriculars and stuff. So like, it isn't just like staying at home the entire time when you choose to study somewhere that's not.
Yeah, I think I definitely was quite guilty of, like, I only really looked at courses in Galway. Like, I kind of knew, like, from, you know, the start of leaving cert, I was like, okay, I'm going to stay in Galway. Like, I'm going to go to college in Galway. And a lot of that was based on convenience because, you know, obviously, like, finding accommodation and everything, like, it's very difficult. And I was very conscious of the fact that, like, it probably wouldn't be the easiest to move away. But, you know, like a lot of it was based on convenience. And, like, I didn't move out this year. Like, I'm still living at home. I lived at home for all of first year. And that, you know, it did present its own challenges, but, like, it worked for me. Like, you know, like, I didn't find it too much of an obstacle. The transport where I live is quite good, so it wasn't, like, it wasn't terrible, but you know, it can obviously be quite tricky, but it was handy. I had my CAO fairly filled out, and I think 90% of the courses were in Galway, but I did really, really like the campus. And, you know, it wasn't solely a case of, like, okay, I need to stay in Galway because it's convenient, so I'm limiting myself to only these courses. Like, I was very lucky in the fact that a lot of the courses that they did offer aligned with my interests. And, like, because I study Irish, I study communications completely through Irish, and it's quite a unique degree in that, like, there's nowhere else really in the country that is kind of as focused on the Irish language. And, you know, I think we're very lucky in Galway to have such a kind of strong Irish speaking community, and to have courses that, you know, yeah, courses that are very strongly focused on the Irish language. Like, I think that was always something I knew I wanted to study. And I did look at courses elsewhere, but it was kind of all just like teaching. And I didn't know if teaching was something that I wanted to do myself, whereas I liked the option of having my own course because I still have a qualification in Irish that if I then decide, you know, I want to teach or whatever, I can do that. But yeah, I think ultimately, like, even though it maybe was originally something that I kind of decided out of convenience, it was also just the best option for me. And, like, looking back, like, I don't think I would have gone anywhere else. Like, I would have loved to move away in a sense, because, like you were saying, Andy, like, it'd be great to have, like, you know, your own independence and everything, and to kind of, like, have your own kind of college experience, like, outside of home. But I am very happy with the choice that I did make to stay in Galway, because, yeah, like, I'm very, very happy with my course. And, you know, it's been a great experience. Like, I've been able to get involved with a lot even still. So, yeah, like, ideally, I'd love to move out next year, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I feel like we all had such different, like, kind of, like, such different, like, journeys of getting to where we got. Like, you know, like, Andy wanted to leave Dublin. Aaron, you wanted to stay near home, or, like, somewhere that just so happened to be near home. I wanted to go to Dublin. Didn't end up there. There are so many different paths to, like, you know, finding the course that's, like, right for you. And, again, like, what this podcast is about, the change of mind, is like a kind of opportunity to double check that you are putting down courses that you want to. Something that you said there, and that kind of reminded me of something, was that your course is actually done through Irish, is it? Like, you've everything you learn is through Irish.
Yeah, no English at all.
That is, like, not the kind of course that, like, you'd want to go to if you were just, like, kind of liked Irish. Yeah. It was, like, just my favorite subject in, like, my fourth favorite subject in school. You know, like, that's something, like, that's huge, like, learning everything through Irish. Especially, you didn't go to a, like, Gaeilge then, did you? No.
No, I didn't. I didn't go to an Irish primary or secondary school. And I felt like I was very unsure about the course for a long time. Like, I think originally I had journalism was my top choice because it was very similar. But obviously, because I didn't feel like I was strong enough in my Irish for a long time. Like, I really did struggle with that. But I had, you know, I had a great Irish teacher in school, and, like, I talked to him a lot about it, and he was like, no, like, because I was very passionate about it. And I think you need to be very passionate about it if you're going to, like, do a course like that, because obviously, you know, everything you learn is through Irish. Like, your, like, reason for doing it is because you care about the Irish language, and you're, you know, yeah, like, it's not something that you just go into because you, like, have an interest in it. It's not just like, oh, like, you know, I was grand at, like, business in school, so I just put business down on the CAO. Like, I had to do a lot of thinking about it because I was very scared going in. Like, I'm very happy now that I did make the choice, but it was definitely just like I had to kind of trust myself, and I had to believe and have the confidence in myself that I could do it. So yeah, but like, yeah, I don't think, like, there wasn't really anything like that anywhere else in the country, so I think it was a good choice for me to stay and to do it.
Yeah, I think that, like, that kind of brings such an important, like, aspect into it of, like, double checking that the courses you have put down are things that are, like, attainable for you, like, in terms of, like, course requirements and expectations. So say if you had just, like, not done very much research into that course, you might have thought, like, oh, it's like communications and, like, a bit of, we do a couple Irish modules as well, when, like, really that's not what it is at all. And, like, some courses have specific requirements as well, and there's, like, you know, it's really disappointing for people who will put down a certain course and would be able to get it with their points, but then it turns out, like, you know, you needed to have a H4 in, like, Leaving Cert chemistry or something, I don't know, I can't really think of an example, but like, say, you know, Leaving Cert Maths sometimes is a requirement for like a lot of engineering courses. Some universities you need to do French or like a language of sorts, like to get into the university. And a lot of people don't realize that, and they get the points and they have their course number one, but they can't get it because they didn't fulfill those requirements. So I feel like the change of mind is a really important time to like double check that you have courses down, that you know what's expected of you, you're fulfilling all the other requirements, and it's just a matter of getting those points that you need. I know myself, like I had put down to do a course, I can't even remember where it was. I think it was in somewhere in Dublin, kind of similar to the course that I ended up doing. I did Law Plus in the University of Limerick, which was like a pure law degree plus like an elective module. And my elective was French, and it was fine as an elective that I had to do every so often and like one module. But I kind of realized very quickly that like the French language like wasn't for me. I really enjoyed it, but like I wasn't by any means going to be fluent, or like, you know, I kind of had to prioritize law a bit more than French because I only had one French module. I had four law modules. And the course that I had put down initially was like learning law through French. Like I don't know what I would have done. It was like French with law with French law, and I would have been learning French law through French. Like, just not something that personally would have been attainable for me. And obviously I just didn't read into it much, and like someone up there was looking out for me that I didn't get the points for it, because I would have like probably not excelled in that course, whereas I loved my course that I did in UL. But yeah, I don't know, I just feel like now is a good time to look at requirements and make sure that you're kind of fulfilling those, and also you know what's expected of you in a particular course. Like, you know, like if Andy went for the musical theater course and then like day one he was like, oh, I don't like to sing, act, or dance, you're like, oh, I have to do this in front of people. Yeah. And I think as well, like avoiding putting down courses where like, I don't know, sometimes people put down a course not realizing it's like mathsy and they're like not a mathsy person, you know, vice versa, like someone could put down a course not realizing like how much English and writing is like involved in it. So I don't know, I just think it's an important time to kind of double check course requirements and expectations. And but I think like the biggest kind of piece of advice to give as well is to kind of go with your gut and to trust in what you're putting down on your CAO and not overthink it too much. I mean, it's like next to impossible to overthink something like that, because it does feel like, and it is super important, but I don't know, I just feel like going with your gut is like the number one thing. Like Aaron, you said yourself you had considered other courses, but like, was it just that one stuck with you as something that like you felt was right?
Yeah, I did always just really feel right. Like even when I was kind of, because I'd heard about it for like a good while before I eventually decided to put it down on my CAO, and I was always just kind of like in the back of my mind, I was like, like this is kind of interesting, but like I could never actually do it. And then it got to a point that I was like, why not? Like, you do have to just trust yourself, and like if you have a gut feeling about something, it's probably for a reason. Yeah, it was always something I think I just needed to like actually sit down and like think about, but I think it was something that I was always very interested in, and I think even if I got into my course and like realized like, whoa, this is like way too difficult for me, I think I would have worked at it, and I think it was something that I would have wanted to do well in, because it just, I don't know, it was so niche, but I it felt like, this is like cringe, but it was like, I was kind of like, oh my god, this course is like made for me, like, because it was very much like kind of all the things that I wanted to do. So I was like, why not just go for it? Like, even if I'm going to find it difficult, like it's something that kind of like, it's kind of calling out to me. I don't know.
Yeah. That's no, yeah, it is like, it's like a good feeling. And yeah. Andy, I presume with yours, like yours was the exact same. I mean, it's pretty like, it's pretty niche, your course, Andy. Like, it's, as you said yourself, you know, you don't hear of many people studying musical theatre in Ireland. So like that, like, did you just kind of have a good feeling about it and just stick with it? Like, I'm sure at sometimes, because like you said yourself, like, well, I don't know if you said yourself, but I've gotten the impression just from our like podcasts and stuff that like, you loved school, like you were, at least you did well in school, and you probably could have like picked to do a course that was like a ton of points, like specifically, or like you said, stayed in Dublin, lived at home. Like, was it kind of just like a gut feeling that you knew that was for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, it's a big thing of, for me, deciding like what was important to me. And I think that's something that a lot of people are going to come to realize now, is that over these next few weeks, like you can decide, like I want to do something that I absolutely love for the rest of my life. And like, I want to wake up every day and be really excited to go to work or be excited to do my job. And then there might be some people where their goal is to make as much money as possible, and that's like to set themselves up for a good life, or so that they can have a nice life. And maybe they might not enjoy that job as much as something else. I think that's a big decision that I realized. I was like, there might not be that much money in what I'm doing, or like it's going to be not a secure job at all or secure industry at all, but I'm very aware of that. And it was like, at least I can give it a go and give it a try and never regret it and like have the chance to do something that I love. And but there will be other people on the other end of that who absolutely just want to be financially secure and they want to do something that they know they can make a lot of money out of, which is absolutely fine too. But I think it's like deciding what is important to you, like a passion about something, or is it like, and you can have passion for money, I guess, or a passion for like the course. Maybe you love something that could get you a lot of money as well, and that's great. But like,
yeah,
I think that was a big thing for me. Like, am I putting money first, or am I putting something that I know I'll love doing, even if there's not much of that security in it? And honestly, you're lucky to have, always lucky to have parents who support me in that. So, but like, that's a big thing, I think, that a lot of people might run into. Like, their friends will be like, oh, you can just make so much money from accounting, like, you know, so I'm going to do that. And it's like, yeah, cool. But like, will you be happy when you're 45? So, I mean, it's like, decide.
Yeah. Some people will be happy when they're 45 doing accounting, like, that's by all means.
It's what's
like,
important to you.
Yeah. Like. And like, you know, I mean, I'm sure as well, like to a lot of people, like law doesn't sound particularly interesting or whatever, or at least law that isn't like just suits, it doesn't sound particularly interesting. But like that, I kind of just had a gut feeling that like I would enjoy the course. And like my whole thing was that I did not want to end up having to sit through four, like, you know, a lot of subjects in secondary school you won't love, or like you don't love. And like, you know, you kind of have to just go to them because, I mean, you have to, and you have to sit your leaving cert at the end of the day. So my kind of main thing was I wanted to pick a course where like I thought I would have an interest in the modules I studied. Now, did I absolutely love every single module I studied? No. Did I find some of them very boring? Yes. But I kind of just wanted something that I could come out of it and kind of think that after 4 years in there, I enjoyed myself, which kind of is like, you know, because at the end of the day, you're still studying. But as in, at least I found what I was doing interesting. And at least it kind of was like putting me on a specific like career path. And also, like, I chose law as well because it's, like, quite diverse. I think we're probably going to have conversations, like, a better podcast specifically about, like, different courses. Because I know that myself and some of the other members of the social media team, we all studied law. And we were going to have a podcast talking about it because it is different everywhere you do it. But, yeah, I found, like, it was quite a diverse career. And it's, like, a career that, like, after the course, you know, if I didn't want to do like the typical barrister or solicitor, I could pivot out of that and use my degree in other ways. So I don't know, I kind of considered all those things. Whereas for me, like what I had initially down, the health science courses, I think I had like occupational therapy and physiotherapy and speech and language therapy, a lot of therapy. And my thing with those was that to me at that time, they felt very rigid. Like they kind of felt like I just qualify and come out as that thing, which for a lot of people is like absolutely the ideal. And in a lot of ways, it would be a lot easier for me. Like I think now I would have loved to have come out of my course with like a specific qualification rather than just not just a degree, but a degree. But for me back then, it kind of freaked me out to kind of just become something specifically after 4 years. So that's why I chose to do something a little bit more diverse. So I don't know. I just had a gut feeling that I would prefer it. And I think I was right. Having done the degree now, I think I made the right decision. But it was like that gut feeling that really got to me like in the week before the deadline for the CEO close. I had been considering it for a couple of weeks, but it kind of, I was like, no, like I have a good feeling about this. I'm going to do it. And like, I haven't regretted it. The only thing I regret was that I wish I had put down more courses on the CEO because I didn't realize how quickly the tides can turn and how kind of to the wire it can get sometimes when the CEO doesn't go your way. But yeah, I don't know. I think that people, like the main piece of advice that we've been trying to give for this entire episode is just kind of stick with your gut. If you have things down already, don't change them just because you're afraid you won't get the points. Like put your dream courses at the top three spots of your CEO. And we actually have a really interesting podcast interviewing Fiona from ATU. She basically is like a CEO expert. So if anybody wants to listen to that as well, it kind of gives a better idea of like how the system works and also some like alternative routes to getting into, you know, kind of well, any third level institution really. So it's really interesting. But I definitely recommend to have a look at that. And best of luck with the CEO change of mind for anybody who is like sitting there looking at a semi-blank CEO and don't know what to put down. Just do a lot of research and hopefully we've been of some help. Thanks very much, Andy and Aaron, for sharing your own stories and opinions as well. And we will see you guys in the next podcast. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.